Hi there, I'm Dean Orrico, and welcome to Middlefield's August 2025 Market Snapshot, where we bring you the latest on our mandates in 5 minutes or less. This month, markets keep climbing despite messy trade headlines, multifamily REITs lead the real estate rally, and healthcare trades at its steepest discount in 30 years, a rare buying opportunity. Plus, we'll take a closer look at the potential winners of the AI boom. Stay tuned for all that and more in the next 5 minutes.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Any views expressed in this podcast are solely those of Middlefield Limited and are subject to change without notice.
Let's start with our macro update. Markets extended their winning streak in July. Tech stocks actually led the way, with the NASDAQ up 3.7%, the S&P 500 up 2.2%, and the TSX posting a 1.7% gain. Overall, earnings have been rock solid despite disruptive trade policies from Washington. Out of the 435 S&P companies that reported thus far, over 80% beat estimates. Q2 profits are also up nearly 12% from last year, and our call from January is holding. In other words, this year's returns are all about earnings growth, not multiple expansion. On the economic front, the market's telling us that softening jobs data will lead to U.S. rate cuts in September. Now that's good news for dividend stocks as fixed income yields become less appealing. The bottom line is that consumers are still spending, earnings are still strong, and capital's flowing back into dividend-paying equities as the overall market continues to broaden. That makes for a strong case for equity income strategies like we have here at Middlefield. Turning to real estate, REITs posted solid gains in July, and we remain bullish heading into the back half of 2025. Valuations are attractive, and as been saying for some time, M&A is finally picking up. Strong supply and demand fundamentals are also pulling investors back into the Canadian REITs. Even with the recent rally, there's still room for upside. The sector continues to trade at a significant discount to NAV. Multifamily REITs in particular are very well positioned. At a recent investor events we hosted in Toronto and in Halifax, the CEOs of CAPREIT and Killam both highlighted population growth and tight housing supply as key drivers for rental demand. High construction costs and restrictive policies are creating a backdrop that supports rental growth as well as higher levels of occupancy. Multifamily remains a core overweight across our real estate funds. South of the border, industrial REITs are finally gaining traction. Prologis, the largest REIT in the world, and by definition, the largest industrial landlord in the world, raised its 2025 outlook and is ramping up on acquisitions. Meanwhile, Granite REIT, a core holding here at Middlefield, is showing signs of a turnaround, with several rumored U.S. deals nearing completion and a couple already announced as signed. This M&A activity, combined with renewed interest from generalist investors, have lifted Granite's share price after a long stretch of undervaluation. On the healthcare front, healthcare is currently trading at its widest P/E discount to the S&P in nearly 30 years. A risk-on market favoring cyclicals and persistent policy uncertainty have definitely weighed on sentiment relating to healthcare, but we believe that this valuation is unjustified. Historically, policy cuts have generated more bark than bite. For example, despite earlier threats of a 40% budget cut, the U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee approved a 1% NIH budget increase, reinforcing bipartisan support for R&D spending. In pharma, Trump's push for the so-called most favored nation Medicaid pricing is far narrower than the sweeping cuts he initially proposed in May of this year. While it may take some time for this policy to settle, we believe the sector itself is poised for a re-rating once clarity emerges. With respect to infrastructure, Canada's role in North America's energy transition was on full display at the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit in July. With over $90 billion in major infrastructure projects announced, we could see significant job creation alongside long-term energy supply increases. It sends a clear message. Canadian companies have the scale, the expertise, and the capital to drive the next era of energy transformation. With respect to earnings, Q2 has been very solid. Topaz Energy, another core holding, at our Middlefield funds is holding very steady, thanks to consistent fee and royalty income. Meanwhile, Enbridge, one of our largest holdings at the firm, is seeing momentum in its gas transmission segment, driven by growing data center demand as well as industrial onshoring. These tailwinds have the company targeting the upper end of its 2025 guidance. With respect to technology and communications, the investment backdrop for tech remains strong, thanks in large part to the arms race in AI spending, which is running full steam ahead. This isn't just a forward-looking trend, it's a real-time, big-time spending cycle that's already powering the entire tech ecosystem. Keep in mind, however, that not every company is going to benefit. Foundational players, also known as the leading semi and hardware companies, are definitely going to gain the most. They're currently seeing explosive earnings and margin growth. Infrastructure players like cloud platforms are also starting to benefit. On the other hand, we've got many software firms starting to see some challenges. While it's early days for those companies, investors are definitely pricing in the risk that AI agents could disrupt traditional workflows that have been a tailwind for some of the world's largest top software firms. With respect to natural resources, gold has been a standout performer this year, driven by strong central bank buying, geopolitical tension, and renewed concerns over U.S. fiscal instability. We maintain our view of gold as a dominant risk mitigator in the current macro environment. Last month, gold equities actually outperformed the commodity, with the TSX Gold Index rising over 2% compared to a meager 0.4% increase in the price of gold itself. With respect to energy, last month's story was all about policy. We saw a series of geopolitical developments, including the U.S.-Russia summit most recently in Alaska, which could impact sanctions on Russian oil. While it's hard to handicap the likelihood of a deal on the Russia-Ukraine war, the Trump administration needs oil to flow in order to keep energy prices and overall inflation in check. At the same time, a new trade deal included a pledge from the EU to buy hundreds of billions in U.S. energy exports over the next 3 years. All of this is another sign that geopolitics are playing an increasingly dominant role in global energy prices. That wraps up our August 2025 market snapshot. For more insight on our mandates, visit middlefield.com. And thanks for tuning in. I'm Dino Rico, and I'll see you next month.